Matthew chapter number 21. Let me read a couple of verses here in your hearing and say a few words this morning real briefly. I want to remind the Lord in chapter number 21 in the book of Matthew. Now, this is considered, you know, next Sunday morning is Easter Sunday. Well, this is Palm Sunday. This is the day where Jesus went into Jerusalem to be crucified. 6 days before they put him on the cross, Jesus come through Jerusalem. And this is the day that I want to talk about this morning. If God will help me for just a little while. You say, well, what significance does that have for us today? A lot. It has a lot. You know, we're celebrating Easter as resurrection morning, but Friday was crucifixion day. And here we are where Jesus, the Bible said, set his face like a flint towards Jerusalem, knowing that he was going there to die. Now, how many of you would face death head on like that? He died a death of a criminal in the hands of sinners, planned by his Father. Think about that. Chapter 21 in Matthew. Stand with us. Let me read, beginning with verse number 1. Verse number 1. And when they drew nigh unto Jerusalem and were come to Bethphage, unto the Mount of Olives, then sent Jesus 2 disciples, saying unto them, go into the village over against you, and straightway ye shall find an ass tied and a colt with her. Loose them and bring them unto me. And if any man say aught unto you, ye shall say, the Lord hath need of them, and straightway he will send them. All this was done that it might be fulfilled. Listen to this now. Listen. All of this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophet, saying, tell ye the daughter of Zion, behold, thy king cometh unto thee, meek and sitting upon an ass, and a colt the foal of an ass. And the disciples went and did as Jesus commanded them, and brought the ass and the colt, and put on them their clothes, and they set him thereon. And a very great multitude spread their garments in the way. Others cut down branches from the trees and strowed them in the way. And the multitudes that went before and that followed, crying, saying, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. And when he was come into Jerusalem, all the city was moved, saying, who is this? And the multitude said, this is Jesus, the prophet of Nazareth of Galilee. Our Lord, we thank you, Father, for all your blessings. Thank you, Father, for the church this morning, for these that are bowed with us. Father, we're weak in body today, but Lord, I pray, Father, you'll strengthen the inner man. And Lord, preach through us the unsearchable riches of thy word. Lord, that your word would go out and prick the hearts of sinners. And Lord, would encourage those that are saved and lift them. Lord, I pray this morning, God, again, that you'd anoint us afresh with fresh oil. God, I pray that you'd give us power to preach and words to say. Lord, I pray this morning, Lord, that we'd not only be hearers, but we'd be doers of the word. Have your way with us now in the service, Lord. We ask you, as humble as we know how, God, that your will be done and you'd get glory. Have your way in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. I want to preach to us this morning, if God will help me for just a few minutes, on the day of Passion, the Palm Sunday. I want to talk to us on that thought for just a few minutes this morning. Sometimes when we talk about Easter and we talk about the cross, we forget about this day. All across America today, Palm Sunday is being celebrated by the Christian faith all over the world. And we recognize that day. The Bible tells us it was a fulfillment of the prophecy that was given to the prophet. You know, it was always prophesied that he would die for our sins from the beginning. From the very book of Genesis, we know that the Bible tells us. Now, you pray for me for a few minutes this morning. My body's weak in the flesh, but the Lord will help us this morning. But we know that the Bible tells us that it's always been in the plan of God to send his Son into this world to die for our sins. And so now, not only did the Lord Jesus Christ have the greatest part in salvation, we have a part also in the glorifying of God. That's what salvation's all about, that he would get glorified by us who are saved. The Bible tells us that when we get to heaven, that we'll sing a new song, the redeemed of God. The Bible tells us the angels cannot sing that song. In the book of Hebrews, the Bible tells us that the angels are looking into this salvation. They cannot be saved, but we are saved by the grace of God. The Bible calls it a heavenly treasure in earthen vessels. Amen. Think about it. A heavenly treasure that's in earthen vessels. Amen. The Spirit of God in us. Now, the Bible tells us in the Passion Week and that Palm Sunday, the first day of the week, as our Savior began to go into Jerusalem. Now, he came into the world for this purpose and for this purpose only. The Bible tells us, although he done great miracles, but he come to die for our sins and be buried, and God would raise him from the dead. And so now he's come in to Jerusalem, and it's considered the triumphant week. And think about that. And my friend, just as face value, I find no triumph in it. Amen? I really don't. And how in the world can you find a victory in death? And somebody said, there's nothing good about dying. And there's nothing good about dying. Amen. And but Jesus Christ came into the world to die on our behalf and by the hands of sinners and by the plan of his Father. And so now you find it all lined up in this one day. And first of all, you find how the disciples were obedient this week. And amen. And I believe with all of my heart that everything was done according to the will of God. Not according to the will of man, but by the will of God. And in that will came obedience. You'll never find joy this week going into Easter until you surrender under the obedience of God. You know, when you're saved by the grace of God, there is no rebelling. There is no turning away. But it's strictly surrendering to the obedience of God. Did you know this morning that nobody has ever been saved rebelling against God? The Bible said the disciples did exactly what Jesus told them to do. That sounds unusual for him to tell them to go into Jerusalem and get this colt of an ass and bring him to me. That's an unusual work to be done. But nevertheless, the Bible said, without question, that they went into Jerusalem and they obeyed the Lord. I want to say to you, you'll never find joy in serving the Lord until you obey him. There's many of folks today. The Lord wants to use us, but we'll turn away from him and in disobedience. And did you know hell is filled with people that disobeyed the calling of God? Amen. That's the reason why they're in hell today. They rejected the calling of God, disobeyed the wooing of the Spirit of God, and wind up in hell. And but those that are saved by the grace of God, they'll obey him and they'll come to the calling of God. They obeyed him. Amen. But they not only obeyed him, you'll find the people accepted him. Amen. And the Bible said the very great multitude spread their garments. And the Bible said in the way, others cast down branches from the trees and strode them in the way. Multitudes that went before, and some followed, crying, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Amen. They accepted him as their king.
and their Savior. Praise the Lord this morning. And my King come, and our King cometh. And as they cried that day on the streets of Jerusalem, now listen, the Roman government, no doubt, they knew they was in charge. And I'm satisfied that the King had got news that another king is going to come, and is prophesied as a son of David would reign and rule on his throne. And I believe with all of my heart Jesus Christ, and the Son of Man, the Son of David, sits high and sits on the throne. He is King, King of kings, and Lord of lords. And they accepted him for who he is. Did you know this morning you cannot even be saved until you surrender and accept him as Lord and Savior? There's some people today that have him as Savior but dethroned him as Lord. You cannot have him as Savior without him being Lord. Amen. And the Bible tells us they had accepted him for who he is this morning. And it takes in salvation, it takes us obeying him. In salvation, it takes us accepting him. But let's read a little further. And the Bible said not only did we find obedience and acceptance, but we find a cleansing. Amen. And I want to tell you, I'm talking about the Passion Week. And I'm talking about Palm Sunday. And somebody said, what has it to do with me? Everything. Amen. And obeying him, accepting him for who he is. And, but you know, there's a cleansing. Nobody's ever been saved without a cleansing. And amen. He saves us from our sin. And I want to say this morning, and he said in verse number 12 that Jesus went into the temple of God, casting out all them that sold and bought in the temple, overthrew the tables and the money changers and seats of them that sold doves. And he said unto them, it is written, my house shall be called a house of prayer, but ye have made it a den of thieves. And he began to chase them out, and the cleansing of the temple taking place. That's a type and a shadow of our own temple. Amen. That was filled with sin. How did you know that we were all in the loins of Adam before Adam transgressed? And amen. And therefore, without sin. But Adam plunged the whole human race into sin. And because of that, we is void without God. But Jesus Christ came in, cleaned out what was wrong in our heart, set up his house, amen, in our house, thank God, and cleansed us up. And nobody could ever be saved without a cleansing. And I remember the day that the Holy Ghost called me, stepped out by faith, made my step, I believed in the Lord Jesus Christ as my Savior. I begged him to forgive me of my sin, and he gloriously saved my soul this morning. That's what he come to do. That's what he come to do. That was what this is all about. When you find salvation's plan, on the first day as he walks into Jerusalem, amen, he cleansed the temple and cast them away. Amen. He said, know ye not that your bodies are the temple of God? Yes. Amen. He come in and cleaned us up. You remember when the Lord saved you? Yes. Do you remember how clean you felt? Yes. You remember that burden was rolled away? Yes. And how clean you felt? I didn't think I was ever going to sin again. I was so clean, I squeaked when I walked. Amen. That's how clean. I mean, God, no sin in me. He cleaned it out. Amen. Well, that's exactly what it looks like in the eyes of God today. Not in my eyes, but in the eyes of God. I'm squeaky clean. Amen. Not by anything that I've done, but by the cleansing of the blood of the Lord Jesus that covered all of my sins. He cleansed you. But then note in verse number 16, the Bible said, when the chief priests and scribes saw the wonderful things that he did, and the children crying in the temple, saying, Hosanna to the Son of David, they were sore displeased, and said unto him, Hearest thou what these say? And Jesus saith unto them, Yea, have ye never read out of the mouth of babes and sucklings, thou hast perfected praise? What has this got to do with me? Did you know that in this day, when they obeyed the Lord and they accepted him for who he is and he cleansed them, it brought forth praise? Have you ever tried to, let me reword this, do you remember what it was like when you was lost? If you ever came to church and heard the songs of Zion sung, and you felt like, boy, that sounds good. It's different than anything you ever see in the world, and different than anything you ever hear in the world. And they sing those songs of Zion, and they begin to praise the Lord. And there's a part in you that really wants to praise the Lord, but you can't praise him. I remember that. I told it. Now I'm going to tell it again. I wanted to testify. I said, they've got something that I want, and I can tell something good about God. But my friend said, you're not allowed to. You can't say nothing. I wasn't led by the Lord to say anything. I really, in all rights, didn't have the right to say anything. But after I got saved, the first time that I got in church to worship and to praise him, I didn't have to ask anybody, can I praise him? There's someone on the inside that perfected praise in my life. Amen. And I stood up and praised his holy name. Oh, listen. This week to the Christian faith is one of the most powerful witnesses in all the world. This week to the Christian faith is the most powerful in all the world. And this day pushed him forward to Friday when he was crucified, put to death. This day was the landmark of Calvary. It was the time, did you know you couldn't enjoy Calvary until you walked through Palm Sunday? Now you think about that. You can't enjoy Calvary until you've been through Palm Sunday, when that calling come and you believed on Jesus as your Savior. Amen. And he cleansed us. Oh, listen, what makes Easter Easter is because we can praise him. Amen. Not us or not me, but to praise the Lord. He lives today. Amen. Walk this week in obedience. Walk this week in acceptance. Walk this week in cleansing. Walk this week in praise. And I'll guarantee you one thing, by the authority of the Word of God, not Brother William, but by the time Friday gets here, you'll take one more look at Calvary, and then when Easter Sunday comes, we'll be shouting our heads off because he's alive forevermore. Hallelujah. What a day! What a day! Thank God this day was when he come into Jerusalem, triumphant over death, hell, and the grave. They saw him for who he is. We see him today for who he is. He's our Lord today. I'd like for us to stand this morning.